is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are amazing. I'll be hanging out with you for the next hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is in New York City. Thank you so much to Sophia for helping hold things down as well. And thank you to you, everybody tuned in all over North America. You can listen to the show always on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen live on your local Infinity Sports Network radio affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And we've had a busy show. Of course, it's Wednesday. I just gave you a new top six list. We took a look at some of the biggest crybabies in the world of sports. I had Stephen A. Smith at number two. I had Aaron Rodgers at number one. It just needs the attention. Both of them absolutely need the attention. We talked about some of the movement going on in the world of free agency. The NFL, it's the official start to the league year for 2025. Russell Wilson is taking trips. He's going to Cleveland, going to talk with the Browns. He's going to the New York Giants, going to have a chat with the Giants. He's going to hope that he can still go back to the Steelers, though. Come on now. Who wants to play on those two pitiful-ass teams? Nobody. Got into Joey Bosa, going to the Bills. We learned that Rico Dowdle, former Dallas Cowboy, he's going to play for the Carolina Panthers. And Bryce Young getting a little bit more help in the backfield. They already got Chuba Hubbard. Yeah, we discussed a lot, and there's more to do. At the end of the show, of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history, March 12th, 2025. Get into that. And then, you know, speaking of crybabies, it's that time of year. We got conference tournaments going on in college basketball. Like, I can't believe it. On Sunday, we got Selection Sunday for March Madness for the NCAA tournament. And so we're going to see who wins their conference tournaments, who's going to get automatic bids, and who's going to make it into the tournament. Should have the first games. It should be, Tuesday and Wednesday, the first four?
The first four, yeah. A week from tonight, we'll have, I guess, a few teams already in.
Yeah,
a few teams playing for it.
Tuesday, Wednesday, everybody gets a break on Thursday, and then boom. Is it Thursday?
No, Thursday's day number one.
Yeah, wow.
Thursday's the day.
You're right. Damn, Thursday and Friday. Wow. We're going to start learning about basketball players we never heard of before. There'll be coaches coming out of nowhere. There's going to be teams that you can identify on the map, or maybe not identify. This is the fun part. Just show me the basketball. Hickey, should I fill out a bracket?
Of course.
I got Duke winning it all. How about that?
Just like that. Don't even need to see the seeding. Region, does not matter. Duke versus the field.
Yeah, Duke. Yeah, Cooper Kupp wins a national championship as a freshman. Done. Problem solved.
And then comes back for his sophomore year?
Nah, he ain't coming back. You're going to take some money, Hickey. Come on.
He was chanting, one more year, run it back.
I don't know. Like, I mean, if you're destroying NBA players for like 5 minutes in practice at Team USA, you want to stick around college? Does he got a girlfriend or something we don't know about? She could follow him to the league. She could quit life.
She could. No doubt about it. But these are, these are years you'll never have again.
At Duke? Okay. All right. I guess, right? Would you stick around? If you were him, you staying at Duke, you going to the NBA?
I mean, look, realistically, with that contract hanging over my head, I'm probably going to the NBA. But with that, like, I think there is something of just, like, that college experience is different. Playing in college, like in Cameron Indoor, is different. I'd probably go to the league. But
okay, yeah.
I think it's one of those things where, like, maybe, like, going back is, people say, oh, you're an idiot. I feel like, you know, getting the full college experience and enjoying something that you'll never have a chance to enjoy again is not the worst thing in the world.
Well, he's making money in school, too, right?
That's true. He's getting paid.
You can't kick him out now.
Duke, I mean, they could probably, I'm sure, pay him $5 million, yeah, six not, mil to stay. That's not terrible.
He gotta go to the draft. You gotta go. We got to see how his exit. I have to kind of map it out. How does it coincide with who's going to end up with the number one pick? You know, that might
Hornets,
influence it.
The Wizards. Oh God,
I got to see how it could how it plays out. He might be able to make that decision, right? Can he do that before? Like when he has to declare, he'll know who's the number. When do they do that? In May? I think in May, April, May?
The draft lottery, I believe, is in May during the playoffs, I believe.
Yeah, it's in, like, May.
I don't know the deadline that you have to enter or withdraw. I don't know.
Well, they've changed it in the NBA. Like, I remember at one point in time, you had to kind of set it, and it was done. But I think now they give you an opportunity to declare and then potentially go back. There's a particular window. But if I'm him, I'm gone. I ain't sticking around. There's nothing at Duke for me. And I mean, even today, we had so many conference championship games. I just had them all in the background, just kind of starting to learn and watch and see who's playing and see who's not playing. And Hickey, you just brought these two games to my attention as well. Coach Cal Calipari, his first year with Arkansas, playing now in the SEC, playing in the SEC tournament. Arkansas beat South Carolina 72-68. Yeah, Hickey, explain to me what the hell happened at the end of the game. Coach Cal is, he's too smart for his own good?
I guess so. So, before that last, so it was a four-point win. With about 3 seconds to go, Arkansas was on the free throw line, up by three, one free throw to go. And as you're about to hear, John Calipari wanted his player, again, up by three, 3 seconds to go, to miss the free throw on purpose.
What? Huh? Is he smoking? Let's see the explanation. What happened?
He tried to miss it. He shot it flat and banked it in. You're up three and there's 2 seconds to go. Miss it. By the time they get it, there's a second. Now, the other side of that is, what if they throw one deep and bank it in? But I've done it before, so I do some unconventional stuff. And he banked it in. And I was, like, happy.
What? So he didn't want to take the points. He wanted to take the clock? What is this, football? Like, what was he doing?
He would rather give the other team the ball with a chance to send it to overtime, minuscule chance, but still a chance, versus drain a free throw, go up by four, and outside of just an idiotic foul, like it was off from Giannis last night, win the game.
Yeah, how the hell are you getting 4 points unless you like jack up a three and an idiot pushes you. You just said it. Yeah. I don't know. He's been coaching a long, maybe that's why he hasn't won a championship in a while. I don't know.
Philosophy like that.
Yeah. That's it's kind of out there. I don't know.
Guys, they won't see the miss coming. We're going to catch them asleep and miss it on purpose. They won't be ready. 4 o'clock will run out.
This is what Arkansas brought in, huh?
It's been a lot of Walmart money for that.
This is what they are paying for. And Jerry Jones participating in that too, ain't he?
I believe so. I don't see why not, right? He's still a big proponent of the school.
Oh, my goodness.
I was going to play a football game every year at Jerry World.
That's tough. We got a whole lot more quotes coming from college coaches over the next couple of weeks. This is going to be very entertaining from the college basketball side. That's not it. Hickey, Providence lost to Butler. And then Kim English, the head coach of Providence, he had a... did he have an issue with his team today? What was his problem?
Disappointing effort, disappointing outcome. But play true to the pitiful, embarrassing season we've had.
Oh, wow. What a rough way to go out. A pitiful, embarrassing season. Is that what you say at the end of the year? I guess he's being honest. There's nothing wrong with that. And things continue to just be bad all over the place. Man, we got the Virginia Tech. Hickey, what happened here? The Hokies is what? They lost to Cal.
Right.
Okay.
Lost to Cal in the ACC first round yesterday. You said we're going to hear a lot of crazy things right from coaches over the next few days and weeks. This may be the quote of the month already. So, Vatek player Toby Lalel, hope I said that correctly, transferred over from VCU. He was asked after the game to basically reflect on the season his first year at Vatek. He said, quote, my team, I'm proud of how far we came. What did they have us in the preseason, maybe 14th or 15th? They thought we were going to be ass. I mean, we were still ass, but, you know, we weren't that bad. You know what I'm saying? We beat expectations. They finished 10th in the league when predicted to be 14th or 15th.
Well, he's right. Is he? He's being honest, right? He's telling the truth.
Y'all thought we were going to be ass. Well, we sort of were, but, you know, better than you thought.
Well, that's spoken like a player, right?
That is great.
Like, you're going to get that out of a player. And that's one thing that I kind of, I give a little bit of a break on. When it comes to the players, when they start talking. Like, these dudes don't talk to the media. And I know to a certain degree they get training and, you know, they learn what to say and what not to say. There's media that's there. And Hickey, I'm sure, end of next week, we're gonna probably talk to some of these coaches and talk to some of these players. And, you know, I can't have a full-on conversation with the guys. It's just they play basketball. They play sports. Like, they're not that I can't. Is it appropriate to even say they're media trained? Is that I can't even say that.
They probably should be. Right, just now with the attention that college sports gets, especially around this time. But to your point, I mean, there are 18, 19, 20. You can train them all you want. We've all been there. We all say stupid things, whether you know you should be saying that or not. It's the nature of college kids, which I think does make it, you know, entertaining.
And I think that's just the nature of a lot of, I mean, I don't want to say a lot of young people, just a lot of people in general. I think people are more reticent, afraid of. And this is what's crazy. Like, if you ask somebody in a formal setting to speak or do something, it's everybody's shy. But in, like, the media landscape in the world that we live in now, if you put these same, and it's not just college, pro athletes. Like, Hickey, Jeff Teague, nobody knew what he sounded like when he played in the NBA. And nobody ever spoke to Jeff Teague. Jeff Teague has one of the biggest podcasts in the world of sports right now. What is it, 520 podcast? He doesn't stop talking, you know? And when it was time to formally say anything, he never said a word. But I don't know. It's just normal. People are used to chatting informally. And then if you have to do something in a structured way, it's just like, oh, best not say anything. The best thing to say is nothing. It's just. And like I said last week, man, there's so many podcasts. Like, even Stephen A. Smith, we played this last hour. Like, even Stephen A. Smith gets on a podcast. Hickey, how can he, on one hand, I guess you can do this when you make $20 million. And help me out. Make this make sense. Maybe it doesn't make sense. On one hand, Stephen A. Smith says he didn't want to have an issue with LeBron James on the court. Because his contract was just announced, it'd be a bad look, it wouldn't be good. You know, and I understand that. You don't want the optics of, hey, you're over here yelling with LeBron James. It's just a bad look for everybody involved. And Stephen A. Smith, out of his own mouth, said, well, I work for Disney. I work for Mickey Mouse. He said that. But then Stephen A. Smith could go on a podcast, and I want to hear the audio. Stephen A. Smith could sit down with Gilbert Arenas, and then he could complain and yell and curse like this. Listen to this.
You said you f***ing with my son. No, I wasn't. I was talking about you. I was talking about you. Wasn't about your son. I know he's number 55. I ain't rooting against nobody. But I was talking about your ass. Mm-hmm. You did this. Mm-hmm. You the one that had us as reporters, as a league, as an NBA franchise. All of us got to sit back and be quiet and capitulate to your shit.
Come on now.
You did that.
Yo, this shows you how crazy, like, the media space is right now, how much things have changed. Like, there was a point in time where anybody in the media, if you said anything like that in such a way in a different space, like, you were getting a phone call and you were being suspended. Hey, you can't talk like that. You can't do that. Like, I don't know. Stephen A. Smith on one hand can't go, oh, I can't. I got to take it easy. You know, I don't want to, you know, disrespect my boss and my employers. And then on the other hand, you sitting around on Gilbert Arenas' podcast cussing like a sailor? Like, in what world do those two things equate? So your employers don't care if you sit around and cuss like that, but you can't, you know, go back at LeBron? I don't know. Hickey, does that make sense, or am I on an island on this one?
No, I think it's fair, especially with the timing, like being so close within the span of, what, a week, right? Where he's kind of diplomatic there and all of a sudden just letting it go. I think you have a fair point. Like, you can kind of have it both ways in the sense, if you can't be Mr. Cordial, I don't want to embarrass myself and fight, you know, basically verbally with LeBron in front of everybody. But then, like I said, kind of unleash the way he did and go on this verbal tirade. I think what you're saying is very fair.
Hickey, what ESPN needs to do right now, they need to rehire Paul Pierce. That's what they need to do.
That man was wronged. Jeez, having a little fun on a Friday night. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, what was he? Well, there were strippers in the room.
Yes.
There was a live stream.
Yes.
And there was smoking too, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And then he got fired.
Drinking. I think they're playing cards, hanging out.
The Mickey Mouse wouldn't like that, but you can hang out. I guess if Stephen A. Smith had if there was one stripper behind him, would he get fired? One stripper? How many strippers would it take for him to get fired?
I mean, do you hear what he talks about in some of the podcasts?
Who, Arenas?
No, sorry, Stephen A. Like, I mean, he's ventured down, I don't want to say like dirty per se, but like...
The language?
The topics. Like, you know, he talks about his horniness. Like, he talks about, you
what?
Know... What? Yeah, I mean...
Whoa.
What? I mean, I know he didn't say it per se, but what Chad Ochocinco said about, you know...
Oh. He said something about having an implant or something, right?
Or running out of...
Yeah.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
A guy's problem that they have sometimes.
That,
like, but, like, so he like, ventures into, like, some, like,
oh my God.
Topics and discussions that it's not, like, exactly like it's Disney-approved, I would say.
Yeah, well.
You're right. Paul Pierce got screwed.
Yeah, Paul Pierce needs to. Why isn't he not hanging out with Mace and Cameron, right? That seems appropriate. Why don't he hang out with them on their show?
That does seem like a good fit.
Right. What is Paul Pierce doing? Is he on anything regularly?
Hell, he does his podcast still with KG. I don't know how regular that is.
Where does that even brought? Where does that even brought? I don't know where any of these things go. I got to be honest. I can't get through. I see the clips that go viral just like everybody else. And I don't know, maybe, well, let's be real. More people are viewing and watching the clips and pieces that go viral. I'm almost 100% certain versus people listening to the podcast in its entirety. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I think that's true with most podcasts. Like, have you ever listened to the Kelce Brothers podcast?
Hell no.
Same, but they have a lot of viral clips that circulate.
Right. I'm not subscribed. Are you subscribed to any of these podcasts? Any of them?
The ones we've talked about, no. Any podcast I subscribe to, for the most part, is like people breaking down certain sports. It's kind of boring, but yeah. No, I don't really listen to any athlete podcasts.
I'm not subscribed to any of them, too. None of them. Like, I saw a clip last night when we got off air. Carmelo Anthony was talking to Coleman from, what was it, Keon Coleman from the Buffalo Bills?
Okay.
He was having a whole chat with him about, you know, being a multi-sport athlete in college, playing in basketball, playing in football. Like, I found that to be interesting. Hickey, it was only, like, 90 seconds. But even after hearing that 90 seconds... Nothing made me go, oh my God, I gotta go, you know, subscribe to Carmelo's podcast. It was like, whatever, you know, just.
You saw it and moved on.
I did. And I guess that's the world of consumption right now. Let me watch it in a minute. I'll hear it in 60 seconds. I don't need to sit down and get 50 minutes of this. I don't know. But we have to be coming to a head sooner than later when it comes to sports media and the content that goes out and who consumes what. It's just too much. Like, it took Paul George, like, 3/4 of the season of the Sixers being terrible and him being terrible before Paul George woke up and said, you know what? Maybe it's not a good idea for me to be doing a podcast when our season is going down the tubes. I stink, the team stinks, and I can't play. Maybe I need to focus in on basketball and podcasting later. Like, the world, we have to be coming to a head, at least in sports. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. A matter of fact, when we come back from break, I want to talk about a college coach. He's in the world of football. He has found out, or he's putting his foot down when it comes to social media. I will explain. We'll hear from everybody's favorite quarterback, Brett Favre. Brett Favre has some words of advice for Aaron Rodgers as he looks for his next team. And, of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I know we got NFL free agency going on. I told you that Brett Favre has some advice for Aaron Rodgers. We'll get to that in a bit. Of course, next segment, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But amongst all of the free agent signings and movement, as we wait for Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers to end up with a job, on the last break, we talked about college basketball. March Madness is getting ready to take over the scene. Conference tournaments are on the way. Oh, they're already taking place. We got Selection Sunday this coming week. Productivity in the world of sports will drop. Well, in the workplace, I should say. It'll drop next week. It's a fun time, right? Fun time. And then we talked about all the changes. Like, we're going to hear from athletes we've never heard of. We got coaches. People are going to become famous overnight. This is the fun part of the tournament. This is the fun part about March Madness. And then hearing the coaches say wild things. We just heard John Calipari in the last break. He's giving wacko excuses about why he wants his players to miss free throws. And we got Kim English from Providence. He's out here, you know, ripping his team as his season just goes down the tubes. It's just, we're going to get more of it. And then we talked about social media and, you know, the athletes, how open they are to speaking. Well, Rich Rodriguez is back as the head coach of West Virginia. This man hasn't coached there since 2007. It's been a while, okay? And so now he's back. And in the year 2025, Rich Rodriguez implemented an interesting rule that might kind of, it might take hold in other locker rooms, not just in college, but in the pros as well. Rich Rodriguez does not want his Mountaineers dancing on TikTok. Listen to Coach Rodriguez explain why he doesn't want these guys shaking it.
I mean, they're going to be on it, so it's not. I'm not banning them from. I just banning them from dancing on it. You know, it's like, don't look. We try to have a hard edge, whatever, and you're in there, you know, in your tights, you know, dancing on TikTok. Ain't quite the image of our program that I want. But I told the team today. I said everything today is about trying to make everybody individual. It's all about the individual. It's all about the individual. And I said football is one of the last things that was got to be more about the team than the individual. And so I banned dancing on TikTok. I guess I did that. But anything that doesn't look like our program should look, you know, I mean, I think it's just like, come on. You know, really? I mean, am I allowed to do that? I guess I can have rules. Now, when they, like I said, 20 years from now, they want to be sitting in their pajamas in the basement, eating Cheetos and watching TikTok or whatever the hell, they can go at it. smoking cannabis, whatever. I mean, knock yourself out. But, you know, the hope their focus can be on winning football games. You know, let's win the football game and not worry about winning the TikTok.
Hickey, am I old? I actually agree with everything he just said. I agree with every word that came out of his mouth. I feel like he stereotyped a lot of people into eating Cheetos, smoking cannabis. I agree with everything he said. Less TikTok, more hitting people.
It is funny, though, because he didn't ban it in the sense of, like, you can still do videos. I just like how you can't do one specific video and one specific area in the locker room.
You can't dance on TikTok.
Can't dance. You can post on TikTok. You can do a day in the life, which is now very popular on TikTok, sure. But dancing, no. That's where the line's drawn.
Well, have you seen some of these stupid TikTok dances?
I have.
They're not the most, you know, like, he brings up a good point. Like, you playing football. And I don't know. Well, it's not that serious, maybe. It's a culture builder. That's it. I don't think anybody looks at somebody on TikTok before the game and go, oh, I'm going to hit that guy. He's a punk. You know, he's a sissy. Did you see him on TikTok? He was, I don't know, he was shaking his ass. I'm going to beat him up on the field. Like, I think when the whistle blows, you just get after it. But I do think it's like an image thing. And not to the same degree, like the Yankees. Okay, fine. The Steinbrenners, Hal Steinbrenner finally said, all right, we're going to relax the facial hair policy because you want to have an image. Like, let's think about it. I understand it's college, but if we took things to the next level, Jared McCain, who's unfortunately hurt for the 76ers, this guy's making TikToks, and people already go, hey, you doing a TikTok, you painting your nails, fine, you express yourself however you want to, but there's just something that's not, like, I don't know. Hickey, if I saw Shohei Ohtani doing TikTok dances, I would think that he was body snatched. Like, there's something about just being strictly business. And, like, let's think about it this way. Jared McCain looks like he's going to be a solid NBA player, have a solid career if, you know, injuries don't take him over. Is he going to be doing TikTok dances when he's 33 years old in the NBA?
I hope not.
Like, come on.
I mean, when he becomes a father eventually, assuming he does, like, that's a tough... Imagine having a kid and your dad's just out there dancing, shaking the ass. Oh.
I don't know. Maybe that's the new... Maybe it'll be commonplace. I can believe it. I understand it. Like, why Draymond Green? Why is he podcasting? He's so out of touch himself. He's sharing misinformation last week. He's making jokes about Karl Anthony Towns and why he's not playing. Oh, he's afraid of Jimmy Butler. Oh, he missed the game because somebody close to him died. And then, you know, this guy is informed about it. Draymond Green is. And his response isn't, you know what, I'm sorry. His response is, oh, I didn't know that. I was just saying what I heard. And my show's going to continue on. Like, what? Like, what? I wish Hakeem Olajuwon was around to just slap him in the face, slap some sense into him. And so, like, every day goes by. I'm not surprised that, I don't want to call it through stupidity, but is it arrogance, the hubris? It's just so much where it's just like, are people that tone deaf or are they that stubborn? And I give Rich Rodriguez credit. And you said this before, Hickey. Like, we got to eventually get to a place where, I don't know, if it's collectively bargained. And yeah, sure, players can do what they want. But in a lot of cases, you don't want the players or athletes to do something that's going to jeopardize themselves, the league, the reputation. Some of the things that these dudes say on the podcast and what they, it's just, it's not becoming of the money that's owed to them. Forget a lot of them not playing. I'm here for it. Less podcasts, less TikToking, just more playing. That's it. Can we get there? I hope so. Good for him. We need TikTok dancing bands at all the colleges for the athletes. Okay. Leave that to the gymnasts. And the, what else are the Hickey? What else? Who else dances? I don't know. Cheerleaders. Not the football team.
You said gymnastics. Yeah. Leave it for them.
We don't need no dancing ass baseball players on TikTok. Come on.
No.
We got the Savannah Bananas. We don't leave that to the pros. Come on. Yeah, Marco, you like what Rich Rodriguez did, banning the players from TikTok dancing?
Yeah, but it did make me feel old as hell. I mean, Why? It's almost like, can we put it like in the byline? Just don't be an ass clown. Like, is that too hard to do? Is that so difficult?
The line changes due to technology. What was TikTok? What was TikTok 10 years ago? It didn't exist.
Oh, I don't know when it came out, but yeah, look.
It didn't. That's my point. It didn't exist. It don't matter when it came out. It wasn't around.
We're going to get more and more of this stuff, though. I mean, what you were talking about, I think we're just way too self-absorbed, and I can't imagine we're going to go backwards. It's only going to get worse.
You don't think teams now paying 50 and 60 and 70, you got guys making $700 million in contracts. You don't think that we might have an evolution of the CBA and what's allowed and not allowed? I think the owners have a right.
Yeah, look, I don't mind it. I can see what you're saying, but I find it hard to believe that we're going to crack down on free speech. Like, I don't think that stuff's going to come down. I think there's going to be a line there where it's going to be like, guys are going to do what they're going to do, and as long as they're not detrimental to the team in any way, and then what do you say is detrimental?
Yeah, but what
speaking
is
your mind, is that do it?
Yeah, but what is that? What is that line? Like, we just talked about this with Stephen A. Smith, and we're in such a world, in such a place where, you know, you can spew vulgarities all over the place. Like, Stephen A. Smith could go on a rant like he did yesterday, where it's F this and S that and this and that, even though he's not on ESPN's airwaves. But he can do this on the internet and just go wild. 10 years ago, he would have got suspended for using that language, even though it wasn't on their airwaves.
Right.
And so it's just the line has just been moved so far for everybody. But it comes a point where it's just, I don't know. Maybe I'm the moral police and maybe I'm old now. But I don't want to hear people just cursing and screaming and yelling all day long. I don't.
I'm not arguing, but again, can we put that in there? Like, can we all agree? Just don't be an ass clown. Like, can we get to that? Like, we got to find the line and know where it is, but I don't think anyone's figured it out. And I hate to say it, but the line just gets blurrier and blurrier.
It does. It's the line isn't that TikTok dances, but I can understand. If the Yankees could say, we don't want these guys out here in beards, you want the money, yes or no? I think we can get to a point where it's just like, man, can you just, I'm paying you money. Can you not publicly just act like this?
You know what? Can we do another press conference for that? We had to have Hal Steinbrenner tell us why all of a sudden beards are allowed, and we had to have a legitimate, serious conversation of facial hair. Can we do the press conference where we say, you know what? You can dance on TikTok, or you can't dance on TikTok? Because that I'm here for. That I want to see.
Well, Rich Rodriguez told his players, hey, when you're old and eating Cheetos and smoking cannabis, you can do what you want, but not today.
I wonder if the Yankees can get on TikTok, or is that not part of the trimmed beard?
Do the Yankees have a TikTok account? Let's find out.
Well, right, I don't know. Do they have a ban on the players? Like, if Aaron Judge wants to dance on TikTok, is Hal Steinbrenner Coleman say you can't do this?
What an embarrassment that would be. How old is Aaron Judge? 32 years old?
Roughly, yeah.
The Yankees are on TikTok. What are they doing? What is it?
Oh, they got a PR person on TikTok?
Oof. What is your best memory of... something about that. What is your best memory from the first MLB game? Okay, so there you have it. Nobody's dancing. Jazz Chisholm is standing around. Nobody's dancing. Okay, good.
You know what? Somebody's going to be dancing on TikTok for the Yankees. It's going to be Jazz.
Oh, my God. I hope not. what a world. I hope TikTok doesn't get sold to anybody in America. How about that? I said it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I wouldn't miss TikTok. Not at all. When we come back, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Brett Favre has advice for Aaron Rodgers. We got more to do before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about some college basketball. We've heard some coaches. We talked about social media usage. We got TikTok dances being banned from the West Virginia football team. Gave you a top six list of crybabies in sports and talked about some of the guys who have moved, like Rico Dowdle, who's now a member of the Panthers. DeMarcus Lawrence is now a member of the Seahawks. But it's the end of the show. And so you know what that means? It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything and it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Today is March 12th. The year is 2025. If we go to March 12th, 2009, Syracuse beat UConn in the quarterfinals of the Big East tournament. No big deal, right? But this was the second longest game in college basketball history. We're talking six overtimes. Okay, Syracuse won 127-117. And Jim Boeheim, well, he was old then. I mean, he talked about competing in six OTs. Listen to this, ESPN.
I just got to tell you, I'm more proud of this team tonight than any team I've ever coached because we had nothing. We had nobody out there for a long time. Connecticut had their good players for a couple, three overtimes. We finally got them out of there, and then it was kind of even. But the heart we showed coming back from 6 points down in one overtime, the plays we made, I've never been prouder of a team. Than these guys tonight. They just kept fighting. They would not lose this game.
Man, the game started at about 9:30 at night. It ended at 1:30 in the morning. It was 3 hours and 46 minutes. And then, by the way, Syracuse then had to play the next day because it's a basketball tournament in college. They played the next day. They beat West Virginia in another overtime, only one this time. And then Louisville won the whole, Big East tournament. So there you have it. March 12th, 2018, Alexander Ovechkin, the guy who's creeping up today on Wayne Gretzky. Well, on this day, the Capitals beat the Jets 3-2. But Alex Ovechkin, well, he scored in the second period. He became the fourth youngest to score 600 career goals. This is courtesy of NBC Sports Washington.
Kuznetsov looking. Ovechkin drives it. And it's diving. Hellebuck. Rebound. Score! Alex Ovechkin still going strong, overpowering at 600.
He's catching up to Wayne big time. No, that was in 2018. He's catching up. He was the fastest at 600 career goals, fastest behind Gretzky, Lemieux, and Brett Hull. Also, this is not good news again. March 12, 2020. Anything that has 2020 can't be good news. I remember this too because I was going to go. The NCAA said no to March Madness. March Madness was canceled here in Atlanta, Georgia, back in 2020. Take a listen to the CBS Sports HQ. I hate this sound.
Continuing our breaking news coverage on CBS Sports HQ, I'm Chris Hassel with Amanda Guerra. The NCAA making it official. The NCAA tournament has been canceled for 2020.
Yeah, Chris, the NCAA initially earlier today said they weren't going to make an announcement until tomorrow. But given everything that has transpired over the past 24 hours, they did make that announcement just within the past couple minutes.
Oh, man. Man, we're not going to have March Madness here until 2031. I got to wait another 6 years. Oh, my God. In 6 years, I am going to be old. Oh, my God. It's terrible. Older. Sheesh. Hick, you're going to be old, too. Good for you.
Not as old as you, though. But, yeah, I'll be older.
Oh, my God. Give me a break. Oh, my goodness. Sheesh.
Well, think about it. The alternative, if we're not older in 6 years, is what?
I don't know. Will we have a time machine by then?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Listen,
I could go back in time to 1997. I was good. Not really. No. When was I in college, I guess?
Try again?
Yeah, take me back to... Hey, I was good in... I don't know what year I was good, Hickey. I don't know.
Just college days, period.
Nah. I didn't go. Come on, man. I wish I could combine all my good years together. I don't know. I'm good on being 30 again. I'm good on being 23 again. I'm going to be on 18 again. I remember when I used to play on the floor, my knees wouldn't hurt. Hickey, take me back to then, okay?
The good old days when you could play a game and walk away pain-free.
Yeah, no bills. Give me all of that, okay?
Same, I'll go back to those days.
What happened?
I said, I'm with you. I'll go back to those days.
Yeah, I want to play my Super Nintendo again, okay? I want to play Duck Hunt on the NES. Those are the good old days. And anyway, those are a few things that took place this day. In sports history, today is March 12th. And something that did not take place today. Man, we don't know where Aaron Rodgers, we don't know where he's going. Brett Favre has advice for him. Brett Favre was on Will Cain's show. Brett Favre said, listen, man, be like me. Go to Minnesota.
By all means, sign with them. They got a really good football team. They're loaded at pretty much every position. They made it to the playoffs last year. They got a tremendous fan base, much like the Packers. You know, if you get the opportunity, that's a good place to win.
Hickey, Brett Favre stole all that money allegedly. He couldn't afford a better microphone. He got a laptop. He don't got a microphone on it.
Yeah, and the video, as you could imagine, not much better than the audio. So
was,
I don't know.
He was pixelated.
Well, I guess when you have all those lawsuits, you're paying all those, you know, lawyer fees, you're not getting anything back.
Yeah, he didn't steal a computer. I mean, he didn't steal anything, okay?
Right, that's all alleged. We're not saying that's fact at
allegedly.
All.
Allegedly. Well, I'm going to get a lawsuit from Brett Favre tomorrow. I don't got no Shannon Sharp money, Brett Favre. Leave me alone. I'm not going to help you pay your bills. Anyway, I don't think Aaron Rodgers wants to follow that guy in anything. Hey, look, the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Thank you for listening. If you missed a minute or a second on talking about college basketball, the NFL, the NBA, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. That means we'll be back at that time tomorrow. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you for being amazing. The show is done. Thank you to Hickey. Thank you to Sophia. Coming up next is Bart Winkler here on the Infinity Sports Network. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Be safe, be cool, be smooth, be amazing.